Well, Troy, last Friday night here at Westman Arena, a 5-2 win over Northland, improving the Jackets to 10-2-1 on the season. And, you know, from a year ago compared to now, it's night and day difference, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year we weren't too bad, but we're definitely getting the bounces and working a lot harder this year, and things are starting to come together for sure.
How about for you personally? It seems like a little bit different this year than last year?
Yeah, no, for sure. Every year is going to have its differences, but it's all about working your butt off and fighting for your spot in the lineup every night. And then when you do that, the individual success will come, but the team comes first all the time. So that's the most important thing.
I feel like when I look at the line charts, there's a lot of fluidity in there. Coach likes to play at the lines and move guys around a lot. And I think with you, I feel like you have a different centerman and a different left winger every single time you're in the lineup.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's been, I think I've played with almost everyone in the lineup this year so far. But it's been good because, when we never know when we're going to have injuries or whatever. So it's good to be able to move guys up and down the lineup whenever we want. And, the depth that we have this year is really going a long way with our record. I think it shows that we can win with any guys in the lineup any night.
You've got you on a line now for the second straight game with Andrew Durham and Jordan Martin. Those two seem to be clicking pretty well. So what is it about those two that you think makes them play so well together?
Yeah, I think they both have like similar styles of play. They both like playing down low. They're both big guys. They make good plays with each other. And Jordan's more of a playmaker, and Andrew's definitely a shooter. So I think they pair up well together. And I think for me, it's just trying to play with them. I'm a big guy as well, so I think the three of us make a good line.
St. John's coming in now tonight, and the record a little bit deceiving, 3-5-4. It's kind of a strange record with that many ties, and they've been to overtime, I think, 5 or 6 times already this season. But you look at the numbers, and probably not really a good indicator of how good that team really is it?
Yeah, for sure. We talked about that. They're kind of like us last year. We thought we were a better team than our record indicated, and we feel like they're a similar team to that. They can do some damage if they get the chances. So our goal tonight is just to shut them down and play our game and hopefully have some more success.
You're part of a sophomore class that I think has come in and kind of changed the attitude, I guess, of the locker room a little bit, changed the attitude of the team. What is it about that group as a whole that has kind of been able to change things from where it was just a year ago or even 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think we're all fun-loving guys that love to play hockey. And not that anyone else isn't, but we're all very personable people, and we've developed great relationships with everybody on the team, not just having individual clicks. So we're really a team this year and last year, and we're looking forward to building on that.